Never split the difference, negotiating as if your life depended on it. By Chris Voss, Tall Raz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Never split the difference. Negotiating as if your life depended on it is a book written by Chris Voss and Tall Raz. It is a guide to negotiation techniques and strategies that Voss learned during his 24-year career as an FBI hostage negotiator. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on the fundamentals of negotiation, such as understanding the psychology of negotiation, the importance of listening, and the power of empathy. The second part focuses on the tactical aspects of negotiation, such as how to create a win-win situation, how to use silence to your advantage, and how to use the black swan technique to gain leverage. The third part focuses on the practical application of the techniques and strategies discussed in the book. It includes case studies and examples of how to use the techniques in real-world situations. The book also includes a section on how to prepare for a negotiation and how to handle difficult negotiations. The authors provide readers with a comprehensive guide to negotiation that can be used in any situation. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Anchor your negotiations. Establish a starting point for negotiations that is favorable to you and use it as a reference point for further negotiations. This book provides strategies for anchoring your negotiations to ensure that you get the best possible outcome. Main idea number 2. Listen actively. Listen carefully to the other party and use active listening techniques to understand their needs and interests. This book provides strategies for active listening to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 3. Create a positive atmosphere. Create a positive atmosphere for negotiations by using positive language and body language. This book provides strategies for creating a positive atmosphere for negotiations to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to negotiate. Main idea number 4. Use labeling. Label the other party's emotions and interests to show that you understand them and to create a sense of trust. This book provides strategies for using labeling to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. Main idea number 5. Mirroring. Mirror the other party's words and body language to show that you understand them and to create a sense of trust. This book provides strategies for using mirroring to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. Main idea number 6. Ask open-ended questions. Ask open-ended questions to get the other party to open up and reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for asking open-ended questions to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 7. Make small concessions. Make small concessions to show that you are willing to compromise and to create a sense of trust. This book provides strategies for making small concessions to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to negotiate. Main idea number 8. Take time to think. Take time to think before responding to the other party's offers and requests. This book provides strategies for taking time to think to ensure that you make the best possible decisions during negotiations. Main idea number 9. Use silence. Use silence to create a sense of urgency and to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using silence to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. Main idea number 10. Make the other side feel safe. Make the other party feel safe by showing that you understand their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for making the other party feel safe to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to negotiate. Main idea number 11. Use the no technique. use the no technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the no technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 12. Use the yes technique. Use the yes technique to get the other party to agree to your requests and offers. This book provides strategies for using the yes technique to ensure that you get the best possible outcome. Main idea number 13. Use the that's right technique. Use the that's right technique to show that you understand the other party's interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the that's right technique to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. Main idea number 14. Use the how technique. Use the how technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the how technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 15. Use the what technique. Use the what technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the what technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 16. Use the why technique. Use the why technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the why technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 17. Use the how much technique. Use the how much technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the how much technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 18. Use the how many technique. Use the how many technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the how many technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 19. Use the what else technique. Use the what else technique to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This book provides strategies for using the what else technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. Main idea number 20. Use the how can we technique. Use the how can we technique to get the other party to agree to your requests and offers. This book provides strategies for using the how can we technique to ensure that you get the best possible outcome. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Anchoring your negotiations is an important strategy to ensure that you get the best possible outcome. It involves establishing a starting point for negotiations that is favorable to you and using it as a reference point for further negotiations. This strategy is based on the idea that the first offer or suggestion made in a negotiation sets the tone for the rest of the conversation. By anchoring your negotiations, you can ensure that the conversation starts off on the right foot and that you are able to get the best possible outcome. In his book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for anchoring your negotiations. They explain that the key to successful anchoring is to make sure that your starting point is realistic and that you are able to back it up with facts and evidence. They also provide tips on how to use anchoring to your advantage, such as making sure that you are the one to make the first offer and that you are able to adjust your offer if necessary. By anchoring your negotiations, you can ensure that you get the best possible outcome. With the strategies provided in Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, you can learn how to use anchoring to your advantage and get the best possible outcome in any negotiation. Main idea number 2. Listening actively is an important skill to have when negotiating. It involves paying close attention to the other party and using active listening techniques to understand their needs and interests. Active listening involves more than just hearing what the other person is saying. It involves actively engaging with the conversation and asking questions to ensure that you understand the other person's point of view. This can help you to accurately assess the other party's interests and needs, and to come up with solutions that meet both parties' needs. Additionally, active listening can help to build trust and rapport between the two parties, which can help to create a more successful negotiation. Main idea number 3. Creating a positive atmosphere for negotiations is essential for successful outcomes. Positive language and body language can help to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can lead to more productive negotiations. Positive language should be used to express appreciation, understanding, and respect for the other party. Additionally, body language should be open and inviting, with a focus on maintaining eye contact and an open posture. The book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for creating a positive atmosphere for negotiations. These strategies include using positive language, maintaining eye contact, and being open and inviting with body language. Additionally, the book provides advice on how to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can help to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to negotiate. Main idea number 4. Labeling is an important tool in negotiation, as it helps to create a sense of trust between the two parties. By labeling the other party's emotions and interests, you are showing that you understand them and are willing to work with them. This can help to build a strong relationship between the two parties, which is essential for successful negotiation. In Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for using labeling to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. This can help to create a sense of mutual respect and understanding, which can lead to more successful negotiations. Labeling can also help to create a sense of empathy, which can help to bridge any gaps between the two parties. Ultimately, labeling is an important tool in negotiation, as it helps to create a sense of trust and understanding between the two parties. Main idea number 5. Mirroring is a powerful tool for creating a sense of trust and understanding between two parties. It involves repeating back the other person's words and body language in order to show that you understand them. This technique can be used in any type of negotiation, from business deals to personal relationships. By mirroring the other person's words and body language, you are showing them that you are listening and that you understand their point of view. This can help to create a sense of trust and mutual understanding between the two parties. In the book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz, the authors provide strategies for using mirroring to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. They explain how to use mirroring to create a sense of trust and understanding, and how to use it to get the best possible outcome from a negotiation. Main idea number 6. Asking open-ended questions is an important part of any negotiation. By doing so, you can gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs. Open-ended questions allow the other party to provide more detailed information, which can help you to better assess the situation and come up with a more effective negotiation strategy. In Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for asking open-ended questions in order to get the other party to open up and reveal their interests and needs. These strategies can help you to gain a better understanding of the other party's position and create a more successful negotiation. Main idea number 7. Make small concessions to show that you are willing to compromise and to create a sense of trust. This strategy is outlined in the book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz. The book provides strategies for making small concessions to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to negotiate. Small concessions can be anything from offering a discount on a product or service to agreeing to a slightly different timeline for a project. By making small concessions, you are showing that you are willing to compromise and that you value the other party's opinion. This can help to build trust and create a more positive atmosphere for negotiations. Main idea number 8. Taking time to think before responding to the other party's offers and requests is an important part of successful negotiations. It allows you to consider all of the options available to you and make the best possible decision. In his book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss provides strategies for taking time to think during negotiations. He suggests that you pause before responding to the other party's offers and requests, and use that time to consider all of the options available to you. He also recommends that you use the pause to think about the other party's interests and motivations, and how you can use them to your advantage. By taking the time to think before responding, you can ensure that you make the best possible decisions during negotiations. Main idea number 9. Silence can be a powerful tool in negotiation. It can create a sense of urgency and compel the other party to reveal their interests and needs. In his book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss provides strategies for using silence to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. He suggests that when the other party has finished speaking, you should pause and remain silent for a few moments. This will give them the opportunity to think about what they have said and to consider their next move. It also gives you the opportunity to assess the situation and to think about how you can best respond. By using silence, you can create a sense of urgency and compel the other party to reveal their interests and needs, which can be invaluable in negotiation. Main idea number 10. Making the other side feel safe is an important part of successful negotiation. It is essential to show the other party that you understand their interests and needs, and that you are willing to work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. To do this, it is important to be open and honest about your own interests and needs, and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. It is also important to be respectful and to avoid any aggressive or intimidating behavior. By taking these steps, you can create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which will make it easier to reach an agreement that works for both parties. In his book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It, Chris Voss provides strategies for making the other party feel safe. He suggests that you should be aware of the other party's emotions and be willing to address them. He also recommends that you should be willing to make small concessions to show that you are willing to compromise. Finally, he suggests that you should be willing to take the time to explain your position and to listen to the other party's concerns. By following these strategies, you can create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which will make it easier to reach an agreement that works for both parties. Main idea number 11. That no technique is a powerful tool for negotiating. It involves using the word no to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. This technique works by forcing the other party to explain why they are saying no and what they are looking for in the negotiation. By doing this, you can gain insight into their interests and needs, which can help you craft a better deal. That no technique can be used in a variety of ways. For example, you can use it to test the other party's bottom line. You can also use it to get the other party to reveal their interests and needs. Additionally, you can use it to create a sense of urgency and to demonstrate that you are serious about the negotiation. When using that no technique, it is important to be respectful and to remain calm. You should also be prepared to explain why you are saying no and what you are looking for in the negotiation. This will help the other party understand your position and will help you reach an agreement that is beneficial for both parties. By using that no technique, you can gain insight into the other party's interests and needs. This can help you craft a better deal and can help you reach an agreement that is beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 12. The yes technique is a powerful tool for negotiating. It involves getting the other party to agree to your requests and offers by using positive language and framing the conversation in a way that encourages agreement. This technique can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties feel like they have gotten something out of the negotiation. To use the yes technique, start by making a statement that the other party can agree with. This will help to create a positive atmosphere and set the tone for the negotiation. Then, make a request or offer that the other party can agree to. Finally, use positive language to encourage the other party to agree. For example, instead of saying, "Do you agree?" say, "Wouldn't it be great if we could agree on this?" This will help to create a sense of collaboration and make it more likely that the other party will agree to your request or offer. By using the yes technique, you can ensure that you get the best possible outcome from your negotiations. Main idea number 13. The "that's right" technique is a powerful tool for successful negotiation. It involves actively listening to the other party and repeating back what they have said in order to show that you understand their interests and needs. This technique helps to build trust and rapport between the two parties and can help to ensure that the other party feels heard and understood. It is important to use this technique in a genuine and sincere way, as it can be easily detected if you are not being genuine. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of the other party's body language and tone of voice, as this can help you to better understand their needs and interests. By using the "that's right" technique, you can create a more productive and successful negotiation. Main idea number 14. The "how" technique is a powerful tool for uncovering the interests and needs of the other party in a negotiation. It involves asking open-ended questions that start with the word "how" in order to get the other party to reveal their true interests and needs. For example, you might ask, "How do you see this situation playing out?" or "How can we make this work for both of us?" By asking these types of questions, you can get the other party to open up and reveal their true interests and needs. The "how" technique can also be used to assess the other party's level of commitment to a particular outcome. For example, you might ask, "How important is it to you that we reach an agreement?" or "How much flexibility do you have in terms of the outcome?" By asking these types of questions, you can get a better sense of the other party's level of commitment and willingness to negotiate. The "how" technique is an invaluable tool for any negotiator. It can help you uncover the other party's interests and needs, as well as their level of commitment to a particular outcome. By using the "how" technique, you can ensure that you are accurately assessing the other party's interests and needs, and that you are negotiating from a position of strength. Main idea number 15. The "what" technique is a powerful tool for uncovering the interests and needs of the other party in a negotiation. It involves asking open-ended questions that encourage the other party to reveal more information about their position. For example, instead of asking, "Do you want X?" you might ask, "What would you like to see happen?" or "What would make this deal work for you?" This allows the other party to provide more detailed information about their interests and needs, which can help you to better understand their position and craft a more effective negotiation strategy. Additionally, the "what" technique can be used to uncover hidden interests and needs that the other party may not have initially revealed. By asking questions that encourage the other party to think more deeply about their interests and needs, you can gain a better understanding of their position and create a more successful negotiation. Main idea number 16. The "why" technique is a powerful tool for uncovering the interests and needs of the other party in a negotiation. By asking "why" questions, you can get the other party to reveal their underlying motivations and interests. This can help you better understand their position and create a more effective negotiation strategy. The "why" technique involves asking open-ended questions that encourage the other party to explain their position in more detail. This can help you uncover their interests and needs, which can then be used to craft a more effective negotiation strategy. Additionally, the "why" technique can help you build trust and rapport with the other party, which can lead to a more successful negotiation. The book Never Split the Difference: Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for using the "why" technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. It also provides tips on how to use the "why" technique to build trust and rapport with the other party. By using the "why" technique, you can gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs, which can help you create a more effective negotiation strategy. Main idea number 17. The "how much" technique is a powerful tool for negotiating. It involves asking the other party questions that will help you understand their interests and needs. By asking questions such as, "How much do you need?" or "How much do you want?" you can get the other party to reveal their true interests and needs. This can help you to better understand their position and to craft a negotiation strategy that meets both parties' needs. The book Never Split the Difference: Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for using the "how much" technique effectively. It outlines how to ask the right questions, how to interpret the answers, and how to use the information to craft a successful negotiation. It also provides tips on how to use the how much technique to get the other party to reveal their true interests and needs. By using the how much technique, you can gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs. This can help you to craft a negotiation strategy that meets both parties' needs and can help you to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 18. The how many technique is a powerful tool for uncovering the interests and needs of the other party in a negotiation. It involves asking questions that require the other party to provide a numerical answer, such as, how many of X do you need, or how much of Y do you want? This technique allows you to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs, which can help you craft a more effective negotiation strategy. The book Never Split the Difference provides strategies for using the how many technique to ensure that you can accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. It suggests that you should ask open-ended questions that require the other party to provide a numerical answer, such as, how many of X do you need, or how much of Y do you want? This allows you to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs, which can help you craft a more effective negotiation strategy. The book also suggests that you should ask follow-up questions to gain more information about the other party's interests and needs. For example, if the other party answers, I need 5 of X, you could ask, what would happen if you only got 4 of X? This allows you to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs, which can help you craft a more effective negotiation strategy. By using the how many technique, you can gain a better understanding of the other party's interests and needs, which can help you craft a more effective negotiation strategy. This technique can be a powerful tool for uncovering the interests and needs of the other party in a negotiation. Main idea number 19. The what else technique is a powerful tool for uncovering the other party's interests and needs. It involves asking open-ended questions that encourage the other party to reveal more information. For example, if the other party has expressed an interest in a particular product, you could ask, what else do you need to make this work for you? This question encourages the other party to reveal more information about their needs and interests. The what else technique can also be used to uncover the other party's underlying motivations. For example, if the other party has expressed a desire for a particular outcome, you could ask, what else do you hope to achieve with this outcome? This question encourages the other party to reveal their underlying motivations and interests. The what else technique can also be used to uncover the other party's concerns and objections. For example, if the other party has expressed a concern about a particular issue, you could ask, what else are you worried about? This question encourages the other party to reveal their underlying concerns and objections. By using the what else technique, you can ensure that you accurately assess the other party's interests and needs. This will help you to negotiate more effectively and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 20. The how can we technique is a powerful tool for negotiating. It involves asking the other party how they can meet your requests and offers in a way that is mutually beneficial. This technique encourages the other party to think of creative solutions that will satisfy both parties. It also helps to build trust and understanding between the two parties. By using the how can we technique, you can ensure that you get the best possible outcome from the negotiation. The book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss and Tal Raz provide strategies for using the how can we technique. It explains how to ask the right questions to get the other party to agree to your requests and offers. It also provides tips on how to use the technique to build trust and understanding between the two parties. By following the strategies outlined in the book, you can ensure that you get the best possible outcome from the negotiation. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.